Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am just amazing. How are you doing?
I meant to email you too on that 8181. MCC was just like, yeah, it's just gonna depend on his banks, but he could potentially qualify, so
On which one,
he
I'm
could.
sorry? Eight zero eight
8180.
zero eight.
The CBAR. I guess it's the same. It's like 808 and then the DBA is CBAR, so it's all at MCC. And they said that he could qualify possibly. It would just depend on the banks, but they didn't say anything about his payments being an issue anymore or anything. So,
Okay. Now, I'm
yeah.
pretty sure, though, that he has two separate working capitals with us, though. Were you able to? Let me see if I can help with that, too.
Yeah, because I know I looked at because for 808 of WNY, the DBA is CBAR. So MCC always calls it CBAR, and then we call it 808. I think.
Maybe, gosh, maybe we didn't. For some reason, I thought that we had. Or maybe one was paid off. Maybe we did equipment under the other company.
Yeah, and we do actually kind of technically have two deals in seeing that are active for him because one is the early refi we did where he got an extra 20K. So maybe thinking of that. I don't know.
Well, I know originally it was an equipment deal. That's how I got in contact with him in the first place. It was a vendor referral. But then we did working capital and then we did a renewal. But for some reason, I feel like either one we submitted, because he owns like seven different restaurants, and I believe four of them are different corporations and therefore different banks. So maybe we just looked at them, but we never submitted that way. CNET is a little weird, and I guess it's been a mistake, is what I was told. But I think I told you before, once a deal funds, I lose access to a majority of the deal.
Oh, gotcha.
And Dean, I think through Robert, had told me that Dean wasn't aware of that it was a mistake. So I think they're trying to correct that. But it's hard for me to get any information once the deal funds on, previous deals.
Right. On my end, all I see is three deals for him, all at MCC. But I don't know if I don't have access to something older or whatnot. But it has three deals that funded all at MCC with your name and him. So
Let me see. I
insane.
can't even. Me do a quick search and see if I can look him up by his first and last name. So that's good. So they just need the last 3 months, I guess.
Yeah,
I
yep.
believe he only
She
had one
basically said,
account, so.
yeah, she's like, we can try a 50-50 refi. She said it would increase his daily, but they could try to go for a 15-month term. So it doesn't hurt to ask. Let's just collect banks, and then she can send it. And I was like, okay.
All right.
So, yeah.
I think you're right. It looks like we have three deals, just working capital, just MCC, but it looks like maybe two of them are the same deal. The dates are the same, I think. Let me see. Actually, one says it funded. No, they're all different. So it looks like the first one funded February of 2015, and then we did another one in September, and then another one in February. So it looks like they're all the same ones, and it looks like we're renewing on a pretty consistent basis. So,
Yeah, should be able to do something, I would think.
all right, cool. So I will get the last 3 months. Do you have any idea what the current balance is with them? Did they tell you?
I can probably estimate it if you have a second.
Okay.
So 367 plus 168. So the total balance I'm getting to be about 57.4, and that's out of he he originally, it's including both as well, like because we added on a little bit. So out of a possible, they've funded him for a total of $139K between his first loan was $118K, his second early refi was $20K. Between those two loans, his combined balance, I'm getting to be about $57K. So he should definitely be able to do something, I think.
Okay, perfect. And then
hopefully.
Can you tell me roughly how many payments he has left and what the payment is?
The payment, what happened was is we changed the payment back in February, and we did that early refi. Let me see if I can find. So we changed his daily to $680. And I have in the notes that both balances will be paid off in 8.5 months, and I put that on February. So February, probably October, done. And so to be eligible to be renewed in 4 to 5 months, so February, March, April, May, June. Yes, that's about 4 months right now. It's hard to say just because when we did that second, when we did that 20K re-up, we stretched the term a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the original term was 12 months. This one expanded it a little bit. I guess he's probably about, I think it's supposed to finish in October. So, yeah, I could probably ask them just to get exact numbers because I don't know. I think I'm kind of getting too guessy right now between the two.
Well, what I can do as far as the payment amount, I guess I can, when I get the banks, I'll see that. That's just kind of what he wanted to know is what his balances were and what his payment was. So he had an idea of, you know, what we could get his payment to. But
does he want a lower payment?
It sounds like he wants more cash, but of course, you know, he wants the lowest possible payment. So
We stretched the term maybe to 15 months, so she was saying we can ask for that. So she's just like a rep over there, like me, so I don't really know how much she knows until the underwriters see the bank.
Okay.
Looking in their portal right now to see if it's
extension, 2 more weeks, payment, we'll go back. Okay, so it looks like the payment, it should be around $646.
I think that's what it was. I think we changed it to $680 when we did that early re-up but increased the daily a little bit for him to get the extra $20K.
It looks like
his
notes from $427.
Yeah, that's probably when the collections note.
Yeah. All right, well.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Payment will go back to $646. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Let's see. Okay.
He wants to probably keep it around that. It sounds to me like they should be able to do that. They're usually pretty good at refis. But
okay.
I think, again, it'll just depend on the banks and what the underwriter says.
Okay. And then do we get paid on the full loan, the new renewal with MCC, or is it just the net?
No, we get paid on the full loan. The full loan, yeah.
Like 12 points or 10 points, or do you know?
Well, yeah, it's had 15 in it the last two times, so if we keep it the same, it could have 15 points in it again.
Okay. Full renewal. Okay. All right, let's get some banks. It looks like last time they have 4 different accounts that we submitted MCC based on the notes. Where was that with date? Let me see that.
I can tell
it looks like
the last
one of some of the closing items way back on the original deal, which I'm guessing they asked for them the next time as well, but there was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 accounts. So I'll get the updated banks for all 5.
Okay, you want me to check and see what I submitted when we did that early refi in February?
Sure.
How many accounts there were? Yeah, let me see, except I should have that. Let's see.
Yeah,
Okay. It looks like I sent in, I think I just sent three accounts. Let me just click on them and see if they're M&T Bank. I think I only submitted with one account when we did the renewal. There's account ending in 8500.
Okay.
So maybe, I don't know if you consolidated banks or something.
I'll ask them how much you have flowing through those other accounts, because obviously we want to show them as much as possible.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't sound like there's much going through, I'll just get that main account.
Cool. That sounds good. All right. Well, let me know if you need anything else.
Cool.
Okay.
Sounds good. Oh, on the other deal we were working on, hold on one second. My 3500 main account. What was Ruth Wiley's company name? Shoot, where did it go? I know we talked about it yesterday, but I cannot think of the name of this.
The Ruth Wiley said?
Yeah. Do you remember what the name of that company is?
Trying to remember. That was her name, right? Ruth Wiley?
Yeah, give me one second. I'll find it.
That was one
Ruth Wiley Children's Center. Yeah. New Logic, she was looking, she wants a renewal. Let me see where they're at on that one. Looks like it's originally about a $35,000 deal at New Lodge, MCC actually.
I'm trying to think when, what the deadline is for, you probably know from the action today, I put in one, what the deadline is for concurrent funding at New Logic. I think if it's 60 days or 90 days.
Oh, we did for that New Logic, didn't we?
Yeah, I think either way we missed the deadline for concurrent.
Did she do a 24-month note? Again, I can't see. Unfortunately, I can't see.
Yeah, it looks like it was for $60,000, 24 months.
We might be really close. I think it's within 90 days, but it might be worth taking a look at.
Yeah, because I had one for Dennis Kaminsky that I tried, and it was like just like less than a month away, and they're like, I can find the email and tell them, see what they said, but I was like, it's only a couple weeks. They're like, nope, deadline missed, must wait for renewal, and I was like, okay. So it was actually with that deal that just funded, what was it called? It was like a big headache of a deal. What the hell was it called? MCC Jeremiah. What was the MCC Jeremiah deal that we just funded? That we were trying to pay off can? It was like a big get right tape. Yeah, that's it. Let me check that one out and see, because that one would have been the same situation. Get it right tape.
What was it called?
Get it right tape.
Okay.
We like just funded them at New Logic, and they had like 100 and something balance, and we wanted to do like concurrent, and they said no, and then we refied them that. And CC instead. Alfred.
Yeah, so I guess if you can ask them if she can get another 35K, and then if not, let's figure out what their payoff would be, I guess, to New Logic, and then I guess we can explore MCC. She has been approved there, and I will email you. I have her current bank statement.
Oh, you do? Okay, great.
So I'll send those over so you can take a look and kind of roll with whatever you think.
Okay, that sounds good. And I'll just email them and ask them. I'll just probably send them to the banks and just see what they say. Why not? Why not?
All right.
Okay,
sounds
cool.
Good. Then I'll shoot those over.
All right. Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem. Talk
all
to you
of the hard work.
No problem.
All right. I will get this separated by 8 as well.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.